Everyone in a physical body has constructed an internal wall that separates who we have become from who we really are. This wall has different configurations depending on who we are and what we've done in the world. For some people, the wall is very thick. For others, it's very thin. For some, it's tall. The thicker the wall, the taller the wall, the greater the neurological challenges an individual is going to confront. The wall represents an internal split. We are, you see, pulled in two directions. I'd like to give you some examples to just give you a sense of what this internal wall does to each of us. Some of these will resonate with you, and I know some of them won't. My purpose is to illustrate what our internal wall does with regard to separating who we have become from who we really are. We want to heal, and yet we do not want to heal. We want to exercise, and yet we do not want to exercise. We want to eat healthy food, and yet we don't want to eat healthy food. We want to release past traumas and stress, and yet we don't want to release past traumas and stress. We do want to cleanse all of the toxins and heavy metals from our body, and yet we don't want to bother doing that. We do want to remove all the critters, the bacteria, the fungus, and yet we don't want to do that. It's too much trouble. We do want to release dark energy that is not in our best and highest good, and yet we don't want to bother releasing dark energy that is not in our best and highest good. We do want to fulfill our life passion, our passion to manifest our dream, to write a book, to sing a song, to dance a jig, to travel to Australia or Great Britain or Russia or China, to manifest our dream, to honor our mother and father. And yet, something stops us from doing any of that. The split, the wall, drags us down into the dregs of depression. We get stuck. We can't move. We can't act. We can't decide. We think, we ponder, we evaluate, we consider, we judge, we discard, but we never take any action. We become totally stuck, unable to move. We are frozen in every sense of the word. A wall separates then the two parts of who we are. This meditation is all about exploring this wall for you, for it is different for each individual. My wall is different from your wall. We all have walls. The question is, how are they configured, and how are our walls inhibiting our ability to come into our full power, to take action when action, in fact, will be in our best and highest good? So what I'd like to do in this meditation, having now give an explanation of this internal imaginary wall that we have all constructed for ourselves, to invite you to explore what this wall is all about for you. So settle in, Take a breath in, hold it for just a couple of seconds, and then let that air out as you settle in now to a different place. You've been into a mental place as I've explained the purpose of what we're about to do. We're going to now shift. We're going to shift into a place of coming in fully to be present to the moment and to enter totally and completely into the moment. Look at your feet. Come into your body. Be present to the moment. And cast aside all bothers and concerns that you might have brought in to listening to this meditation. One more breath in. Hold it just a second. And then let that air out. As you now sink in to a place that allows and invites you to explore the texture, the shape, the feel, and the sound of your internal wall. The wall that separates you from who you truly and genuinely are. What is your wall really feel like? Heavy? Cumbersome? Sticky? Glue-like? Hard, soft, gooey, spongy. See if you can feel it and sense it and see it. For it is there and it has always been there, but unacknowledged. Now is the time, and this is the place, to set your intention to acknowledge the presence of a wall that separates you from who you truly and genuinely are. How thick is your wall? See it in your imagination, if you can. Sense it in your imagination, if you wish. Does your wall have a color? What is your wall made out of? Are we talking about heavy-duty construction material? Concrete? Steel? Or lightweight construction material like wood or even paper? Check in and ask yourself, what does your wall look like, feel like, sound like? You are standing on one side of this wall, of course. This is the place that you know very well. This is the place of your consciousness, the place of your life as you know it now. Look around, I invite you. What is on the side of the wall that is so familiar to you? What are your daily activities? Your responsibilities? Who are the people and the friends that are with you on this side of your wall? How about family? Who's there? Who's there with you on this side of the wall? Your life as you know it in the present moment. What things are on this side of the wall? Chairs that you sit in, couches that you look at, plants that you treasure, trinkets that you enjoy, toys that you have always liked to have around. What's on your side of the wall that you really find to be important? A place where you sleep, a place where you eat, a place where you have fun, a place where you work. What's on the side of the wall that is totally and completely familiar to you? See the places, see the objects, see the people, see the plants, see the trees, see the buildings, see the houses, see the animals, and see yourself in the midst of all that is familiar to you. And now, given what you have been able to detect has been the construction of your wall, in your imagination, find whatever equipment will be necessary to forge a peeking hole through your wall. A hole that will allow you to see what is on the other side. You may need some scissors. You may need a match. You may need a sledgehammer. You may need a bulldozer. Find the equipment that you need. You don't need to knock the whole wall down. What we'd like to do in this meditation is to open up enough space in this wall so that you can peek over and see what is on the other side, the side that represents who you truly and genuinely are. The uniqueness of you, the creativity of you. So get that equipment out and get to work as you rip a hole in your wall, be it with the scissors or the jackhammer. Do what is necessary, light the fire if needed, and make the hole big enough and wide enough so that you can see what is on the other side. All done. That's the magic of imagination. We can skip ahead pretty quickly sometimes since it is all in our imagination. Though you see this wall is very real, for it has a profound impact on who we ultimately become. You know the next step. It's time now to peek over and see what's on the other side of the wall. So, look. Look through the hole that you have created now. And see. Feel. Hear. Smell. Taste. Sense what is on the other side of the wall that separates you from yourself, from your true self. What activities do you see yourself doing on the other side. Well, you see, you are over there, so see yourself. What are you doing? What is it that fires up your passion? What responsibilities do you have over on the other side? The responsibilities that you want to have, not the responsibilities that are given to you by others or are assumed to be required by you. Who are the people over there on the other side? The people who are there to support you and why you are here on the earth. Friends, family, neighbors, co-workers, who's over there? What about objects? Are there any? And what place is over there on the other side of the wall? Is it a familiar place? See it. Sense it. Know it. Have you been there before? Or is this a place yet to be explored? Look around. What are you doing? Why are you doing it? For on the other side, you become all of who you are. What's there? Look. See, sense. If fear comes up, for you think to yourself, that couldn't be, sink back into your body. No, you are safe. This is merely exploratory, to investigate parts of who you genuinely and truly are that have been abandoned, that have been walled off. What's there? Who's there? What are you doing? What is the dream that you have forgotten all about because you were too busy helping others and doing for others? You were too busy with the demands of working and making money and raising a family. What is it that's over there that you need to acknowledge now? Allow the information to be received and known now. You may be thinking and saying to yourself, oh yes, but I've decided long ago I will never do that. There's not enough time or money or resources. But you see, my friends, if you are seeing yourself in that place doing that, that is truly who you are, and that is what you must become and acknowledge to heal the neurological imbalances. The thicker the wall, the taller the wall, the more solid the wall, the more formidable the neurological quagmire you will confront in your life. As you are able to acknowledge the truth of who you are and what you have always dreamed of becoming, those neurological short circuits will be rewired. And in just simply becoming who you truly are from your heart, you will find that whatever symptoms you are experiencing will become inconsequential, for your heart will be filled with so much joy. That is what will dominate. And eventually, those symptoms will not even be detectable as the wall gradually, slowly, and gently dissolves, so that you become balanced, centered, and one within yourself. Only you know what you sensed and saw through your peephole on the other side of the wall. Continue looking all week long. Check it out and ask yourself, what's over there? You don't need to dismantle the wall altogether. It's not a bad thing. What's really necessary is to acknowledge what's on the other side. For it is through the acknowledgement that the split within will be healed. Unfulfilled passions are the roots of significant sorrow and sadness. Opportunities that are foregone can plague your neurological system day in and day out. Who really are you? For when you become all of who you are, your creativity will soar along with your heart. This place of getting to know who you truly and genuinely are is the place of healing. For it is in this place that medicines and surgeries are inconsequential. All healing in the end comes from this place of being able to acknowledge the splits that are within ourselves, the splits that we have created throughout our lives, and then with our intention disabling the wall that separates us from becoming all of who we need and must become. When bodies begin to have neurological difficulties, they are giving us strong information that something must change. And the answer lies on the other side of the wall. You may need to open up your peephole a little bigger so that you can see everything that is over on the other side of the wall. If necessary, get out the scissors, the match, or the sledgehammer, or the jackhammer, and make it larger. For using your imagination throughout the week to explore what is there that you have not yet acknowledged and seen is the ticket to becoming well. Feel the centeredness, the solidarity, the oneness, the safety, and the wholeness. For there is such relief in simply being able to acknowledge that there is a split that lies deep within. Becoming familiar with the split, acknowledging the split, is the ticket to becoming whole once again. It's the gateway to being able to heal all of the neurological misfirings. May you continue on the journey that we have launched today as you look over through your peephole onto the other side and ask what parts over there do you want to become known and a part of who you are. One centered whole as you are becoming all of who you are. May you enjoy peeping through your hole for the rest of the day and the rest of the week and pontificating in your imagination. What is it that is over there that you need to see and acknowledge? I'm Robert Rogers, and this, of course, is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.